This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Margarita Lozano. Date of birth, January the 19th, 1959. Case ID number is 7451004. Date of exam, April the 16th, 2024. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, medical records from Dr. Norma Iglesias, dated 2/14/2023, and multiple MRIs, CT scans, and X-rays from 2022 and to 2023. Identifying information, this is a 65-year-old divorced female with four children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of lazy bowel syndrome, comma, sciatic slash lumbar sacral back pain, comma, cervical spine pain, comma, right torn rotator cuff, comma, and sepsis. The claimant is presently unemployed, and her last employment date was in 2020, where she worked at Luby's for 4 years. She also was a custodian for 10 years and worked at different restaurants as well. The claimant was also a provider for 3 years. During the time that she worked 8 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, she lives in a duplex with her daughter and is receiving regular Social Security benefits. She is not receiving disability benefits. Allegation number one, lazy bowel syndrome. Number two, sciatic slash lumbar sacral back pain. Number three, cervical spine pain. Number four, right rotator cuff pain. And number five, sepsis. History of allegation, lazy bowel syndrome. The claimant states that in November of 2022, she developed an abscess in her left lower bowel and eventually had sepsis of the bowel secondary to a ruptured intestine secondary to adhesions. The claimant had had a severe diverticulitis rupture with a bowel resection in 2012, which was surgically repaired, and she did well at that time, but eventually, 10 years later, she developed this left lower quadrant abscess, more likely than not from another diverticular area. She went on to have a bowel resection with a splenectomy and also removal of a left lower quadrant abscess formation, which was probably secondary to adhesions. The claimant states that her surgical scar is very itchy. She does have a large midline scar, and she has pain that radiates throughout her abdomen, especially to the left quadrant area. She states the pain is not there very much anymore. It's just discomfort. The associated symptoms include diarrhea 7 times per day and weakness. She denies any nausea, comma, vomiting, comma, constipation, comma, bulimia, comma, or hematemesis. She has not lost any weight in the past year and is somewhat food intolerant to spicy foods. She was diagnosed with a irritable bowel syndrome secondary to resection of two bowel areas in the past and a ruptured bowel with sepsis, more likely than not coming from adhesions and with a left lower quadrant abscess. Her condition at this time is stable. allegation number 2 and 3, sciatic / lumbar sacral back pain / cervical pain. The claimant states that in November of 2022, she developed sepsis with osteomyelitis. She was hospitalized for 24 days and eventually continued with outpatient treatment for IV antibiotics. She states that she had bones that were infected. X-rays were taken as well as MRIs. On February the 14th, 2023, she was diagnosed with discitis of the C7, C11 area and osteomyelitis of C4, C5, and C6, C7. An MRI, which was performed on November the 2nd, 2022, revealed severe canal stenosis at the C2, C5 level and moderate canal stenosis of the C5, T1 area. She was also diagnosed with right sacroiliac joint arthritis with abscess formation and septic arthritis, along with osteoarthritis. She was also diagnosed with an S1, right L5-S1 septic facet arthritis and a left lower quadrant abscess. X-rays on May the 7th, 2023 revealed osteopenia of the lumbar sacral spine and of the left hip area. The claimant did recover from the infection, but now has residual pain in her cervical and lumbar sacral back area. No surgery was done on the bones except for intensive antibiotic treatment. Her limitations include being able to walk 1 block, stand for 40 minutes, sit 1 hour, lift approximately 10 pounds above her head, and bend over to pick up clothes. She has no assistive devices and states that she can only lift 10 pounds with the left arm. Her physician is Dr. Norma Iglesias. Her daily activities include sleeping, watching TV, doing light housework, going to the grocery store, cooking, doing the laundry, and doing light housework. She has not seen a chiropractor, but did receive and did not receive any physical therapy. She is presently on indomethacin, 25 milligrams QHS, which does give her some mild relief. She was diagnosed with osteomyelitis and discitis of the C-spine and lumbar sacral back area with a left lower quadrant abscess formation. She was also diagnosed with osteomyelitis of the C4, C5, C6, C7 area and septic arthritis of the S1 and right L5-S1 facet arthritis area, which was septic. Her condition is resolved at this time as far as infection goes, but now has residual symptoms of osteoarthritis and pain in those areas. Allegation number 4, rotator cuff tear of the right arm. The claimant states that also on November the 10th, 2022, she sustained an injury to her right shoulder and sustained a right rotator cuff tear of the shoulder, which occurred on November the 10th, 2022. MRI revealed a full thickness tear of the ligaments. No fractures, surgery, or injections were given. Her symptoms include swelling, comma, warmth, comma, pain and stiffness, comma, increased pain with cold, damp weather, and pain as she feels in the morning. Her limitations include being able to walk one block, comma, stand for 40 minutes, comma, climb one flight of stairs, comma, squat and bend over to pick up clothes. She is right-handed dominant and is able to write, comma, use a coffee cup, comma, use a skillet, comma, sweep a room, comma, button her clothes and lift approximately 10 pounds with her left arm. She is unable to open up a jar top. She has no assistive devices. And as noted earlier, her physician is Dr. Norma Iglesias. She is presently taking indomethacin, 25 milligrams QD, and Tylenol, 650 milligrams PRN is needed. She states her physical activities include doing light housework and your routine chores around the house. Allegation number 5, sepsis. As noted earlier, the claimant states that on November in 2022, she was diagnosed with sepsis. The claimant had had surgery of a ruptured diverticulitis with an abscess formation necessitating an exploratory laparotomy and resection of the bowel and colon area with removal of the abscess area, which occurred in 2012. The claimant had a 10-year labs, and which resulted in an abscess formation in the left lower quadrant with a second need for exploratory laparotomy with resection of the colon and a splenectomy. The claimant also had a right lung pneumonia by MRI and also developed discitis and osteomyelitis of the cervical spine, as well as septic arthritis with abscess formation at the S1 right L5 S1 facet arthritis area. She also had infection of the sacroiliac joint as well. She was also diagnosed with a C2 to T1 severe to moderate cervical spine stenosis, which has not been surgically treated at this time. Her condition has been treated, and she is in remission and stable at this time. Family history. The father died at the age of 75 from dysphagia. The mother died at the age of 84 from a myocardial infarction. Medications, indomethacin, 25 milligrams, POQD-HS, and Tylenol, 650 milligrams, TID-PRN is needed. Medical problems, cervical spine and lumbar sacral back pain, secondary to discitis and osteomyelitis with cervical spine, severe canal stenosis, and right sacroiliac joint septic arthritis with abscess formation, and S1 plus right L5 S1 septic facet arthritis as well. The claimant was also diagnosed with osteopenia and left lower quadrant abscess formation. The claimant has a history of right lung pneumonia by MRI. She has a right rotator cuff tear, which has not been surgically treated. She had a splenectomy performed in November of 2022 with a resection of the colectomy secondary to obstruction. Secondary to abscess formation. The claimant has also had in 2012 diverticular abscess formation with bowel resection, which was performed in 2012. The claimant does suffer from from irritable bowel syndrome, secondary to the resected colons times two, and cervical and lumbar sacral back pain, has a history of sepsis and osteomyelitis of the bones. Social history, tobacco, the claimant denies any history of smoking. Alcohol, the claimant states she drinks socially beer. She denies any delirium, tremors, or seizure disorder. Substance abuse, the claimant denies any use of marijuana, cocaine, crack, heroin, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases, the claimant denies any history of hepatitis, HIV, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination, temperature is 98.0 Fahrenheit, weight 172 pounds, height 5 feet, 3.5 inches tall, BP 139 over 87 mmHg, heart rate 79 beats per minute, respiration 14 respirations per minute, oxygen saturation 97%, BMI 30.5. General, this is a 65-year-old female who appears to be her stated age and is in no acute distress. She also appears to be a reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability evaluation. Could you drop down to H, E, and T? After the fourth sentence, the claimant had poor dentition and multiple missing teeth. Could you drop down to the last two sentences? Visual acuity was moderately abnormal. Confrontational visual fields were grossly normal. Snellen vision, OD uncorrected, is 20/50. Pinhole is 20/50. Corrected is 20/30. OS uncorrected is 20/50. Pinhole is 20/50. Corrected is 20/25. Binocular uncorrected is 20/50. Binocular corrected is 20/20. Could you drop down to abdomen after the last sentence? There is a midline surgical scar measuring 22 centimeters, which appears to be well-healed and intact. Could you drop down to cerebellar function? The claimant's gait was steady, symmetric, but slow. Could you please drop down to the claimant did not come with an assistive device. Her hand-eye coordination was good and finger-to-nose was normal. Heel-to-shin exam was normal and the Romber sign was negative. Could you drop down to muscular skeletal? The claimant did have some palpable muscle spasms and tenderness of the right upper extremity. No joint swelling, erythema, fusion, or deformity was noted. There's decreased range of motion of the cervical spine by 50%, but normal thoracic and lumbar spine flexion and extension. The claimant was able to forward flex within 3 inches of the floor. There is normal range of motion, motor, and sensory findings in the left upper extremity and the lower extremities. However, the claimant does have decreased range of motion of the right upper extremity, secondary to a rotator cuff tear. Straight leg raise exam in the sitting position was 90 degrees bilaterally, and in the supine position was 70 degrees bilaterally. Sensory examination was mildly abnormal to light touch throughout the body, but especially for the right hand and upper extremity, secondary to nerve damage. There is normal range of motion and strength of both knees. The claimant was able to squat and get up on her own. No difficulty was noted upon the claimant's ability to rise from a sitting position. And the claimant was able to get up and down from the exam table without difficulty. The claimant had no difficulty in walking on her heels and toes, as well as being able to walk at a normal tandem rate. She could stand on one foot bilaterally and was unable to hop on each foot bilaterally. Assisted devices. She requires no assisted devices at this time. neurological. Grip strength was plus 3 over 5 for the right hand and plus 5 over 5 for the left. The claimant is able to oppose, pinch, and to make a full closed fist with both hands. Cranial nerves 2 through 12 were grossly intact. Reflexes were symmetrical, and biceps, brachioradialis, patellar, and Achilles reflexes were plus 2. Sensory examination was normal to light touch, pinprick, and position sense for the left upper and lower extremities, but abnormal for the right upper extremity. There is some evidence of muscle wasting and muscle spasms of the right upper extremity. Muscle strength was plus 5 over 5 for all tested areas except for the right upper extremity. Fine and dexterous finger control is normal bilaterally, but slightly decreased for the right hand. Functional capacity. Based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is unrestricted. She is able to lift, carry, and handle objects with the left upper extremity, but does have difficulty with the right upper extremity secondary to nerve damage and right rotator cuff tear of the right shoulder. The claimant hears and speaks well. There is evidence of joint deformity, bone and tissue destruction of the right upper extremity. She is able to heel toe and tandem walk. There is normal grip strength on the left side at plus 5 over 5, but has a plus 3 over 5 grip strength on the right side. Her ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is normal for the left upper extremity, but abnormal for the right upper extremity, secondary to a rotator cuff tear with some nerve damage and decreased grip of the right hand. On examination, the claimant shows some mild muscle wasting and fatigue of the right upper extremity. The claimant has no limitations in her visual fields and minor limitations in her visual acuity, which has been corrected with glasses. She is able to communicate very well without limitations and does have some restricted limitations in her workplace environment, secondary to a right rotator cuff tear with decreased function of the right upper extremity. Mild irritable bowel syndrome and cervical and lumbar sacral back pain, which is being treated with medications. Probable diagnoses: irritable bowel syndrome secondary to multiple resections of bowel, dash confirmed with medical records and physical examination. The claimant appears to be fairly stable at this time and is not losing weight, and appears to be doing fairly well. Number two, lumbar sacral back pain with cervical spine stenosis and a history of osteomyelitis appears to be in remission as far as osteomyelitis is concerned, and is doing well at this time with a normal physical exam, except for decreased range of motion of the cervical spine and strength, secondary to severe spinal stenosis of the cervical spine. Allegation number four, rotator cuff tear of the right shoulder, confirmed with physical examination. The claimant has not had surgery, and but appears to be fairly stable at this time, although she does appear to have weakness of the right upper extremity with a decreased grip strength and possible nerve damage. Number five, sepsis with abscess formation of the abdomen times 2, confirmed with medical records, and appears to be doing better at this time. Her condition is fairly much resolved. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Margarita Lozano.